Before the invasion of Iraq began, one deep concern of U.S. commanders was that Iraqi troops would operate in urban areas, leading to civilian deaths. Their fears were well-founded. Data gleaned from news reports estimate that some 2,000 civilians were killed in military action. Some of these incidents have been well-publicized. Others have never been reported in the Western press. NPR's John Burnett reports on the aftermath of one battle in the town of El Azizia. His account includes the bombing of a rural village nearby, where many innocents were killed in their beds.
The small hospital in Azizia, a city of 30,000, about 25 miles southeast of Baghdad, was unprepared for the events that happened on April 2nd and 3rd. Dr. Fathil Abil Al-Adi, the hospital director, said that with only 50 beds and two surgeons, they operated around the clock after the battle. Even pharmacists and medical students were called in to stitch up the injured, who were civilians as well as Iraqi troops.
We lost many of our people. It was a tragedy. It was a tragic way.
It started on April 2nd when ambulances arrived at the hospital bearing the bodies of 31 dead Iraqi civilians, at least a third of them small children. They had been in the village of Al-Taniya, located about 9 miles north of Azizia, when U.S. bombs fell on them just before dawn. This incident resulted in one of the largest losses of civilian life during the three-week-long war. Dozens of people turned out to give a reporter a tour of the blasted neighborhoods of Taniya and to relate what took place on that morning 3 weeks ago. They were eager for the world to learn what happened in Taniya village. An old man named Rashid, in a blue tunic and black and white keffiyeh, leaned on a hand-hewn cane. Behind him was a bomb crater about 30 feet across that had carved out a clearing in the middle of a cluster of mud and straw houses. The airplanes came early in the morning, he began. I was asleep when the kitchen exploded. My house has 4 rooms, and in every room there were 2 or 3 of my relatives sleeping. He explained that his daughter and her 2 young children had come from Baghdad to Taniya to escape the relentless bombing in the capital. He said they were among the 9 members of his family who were dead. Villagers said the bombs destroyed 17 to 20 houses. All were of adobe construction, the dwellings of goat herders and construction workers and vendors in the market. From atop the mud walls flew the green and black flags of the Shiite Muslim religion. Several other men in the crowd asked the translator to tell the reporter to pass along a message to Washington that this is not the war they were led to expect from the United States.
It is not a clean war, it is a dirty war. Also, they said we are very poor. We are now suffered more than before.
At the request of NPR, U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar, researched the incident at Taniya. According to CENTCOM spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Ed Worley, there was a mission in that area at 2 a.m. on April 2nd. F-15 Strike Eagles dropped laser-guided 500-pound bombs on targets described as tanks and tracked vehicles on and near the highway. He said these are precision munitions. A weapons systems officer sitting in the F-15 guides them to their targets. He said in the after-mission report filed when the fighters returned, there was no mention of missed targets. Worley had no explanation for the civilian deaths in Taniya other than to suggest when a bomb hits close to a neighborhood, it may knock a house over. If there were enemy tanks or tracked vehicles in Taniya village, they were not evident to a visiting journalist. There were no such vehicles anywhere near the bomb craters the residents displayed. When they were asked, were there any military targets nearby, a man who gave his name as Salim Abda stepped forward. We are civilians who live in a very poor village, he said angrily. Here there is nothing to bomb. We ask Bush, why did he bomb us? We want to know, are there weapons, tanks, soldiers, fedayeen? No, there's nothing here, not even food or work for us. It is likely the bombs that fell on Taniya village were part of a mission to soften up enemy forces in preparation for an important battle that occurred nearby the next day. The 5th Marine Regiment encountered elements of the Republican Guard when the Marines pushed up through Azizia on April 3rd in their drive toward Baghdad. Several days earlier, part of the Baghdad division of the Republican Guard, locals say as many as 1,000 soldiers, arrived in Azizia to dig in their tanks, artillery, and infantry. Ahmed Abdel Hassan, sitting in front of the tea shop he owns on the highway in Azizia, said that after heavy U.S. bombing throughout the night and the next morning, Iraqi soldiers broke and ran. Several eyewitnesses said it was when the escaping Republican Guardsmen intermingled with fleeing civilians that the battle turned deadly for non-combatants. Everyone was trying to escape the bellowing turrets of Abrams tanks and the inch-thick bullets erupting from 20-millimeter chain guns on the Cobra gunships. Hamdia Hassan, a middle-aged woman in a black abaya, says her family was one of 4 families all running into a grove of date palms outside of town when a group of Iraqi soldiers had the same idea.
My brother-in-law, Mohammed Dakhel, was running with his 3-year-old son, Hamza, in his arms. But there were Republican Guard running that way also, trying to take off their uniforms as they ran. An American helicopter was following and shooting at the Iraqi soldiers. A bullet hit Hamza. Mohammed gave the dead child to his wife and told her, "Hamza is dead." Then Mohammed fell down. He was hit in the neck. For 3 hours he lay on the ground, and there was no way we could get him out of the area because of the fighting, so he bled to death.
Hamdia Hassan was asked whether she blamed the death of her brother-in-law and nephew on the American helicopter gunner or the Iraqi soldiers.
I blame the soldiers of the Republican Guard. We are poor people. When they escaped, why did they run with us?
When the battle was over, the Azizia hospital recorded 61 dead Iraqi soldiers and at least 12 dead civilians, in addition to the 31 deaths in Taniya village. About 100 persons, mostly soldiers, were wounded in the battle. A Marine commander later reported 1 Marine shot in the leg during the battle. 2 Marine helicopter pilots died the following day when they attempted to land a Cobra in the dark, hit a communication tower, and crashed. Everyone interviewed in Azizia, a Shia town, was grateful that the hated Ba'ath regime is gone, but some were critical of the Marines' combat tactics. 22-year-old Jilal Hamid Heveir says he was fleeing not far from a group of escaping Iraqi soldiers who had thrown down their weapons and were putting up no resistance.
I saw many soldiers run away from the battle. There were 3 helicopters. They came 4 times and followed the soldiers and shot them down.
All 61 of the dead Iraqi soldiers were buried in the cemetery across the street from the hospital. Early this week, all but 3 of the bodies had been retrieved by their families and taken away for permanent burial. The graveyard administrator, Hassan Obaid Hassoun, said he helped bury all the dead soldiers after the battle and saw clearly that most had been shot in the back. CENTCOM spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Ed Worley said U.S. forces made a significant effort to persuade Iraqi military forces to capitulate prior to and during hostilities. He continued that some Iraqis feigned surrender, then ambushed U.S. troops. He said any enemy soldiers who did not comply with specific capitulation procedures, even if they dropped their weapons and ran, were considered hostile. John Burnett, NPR News, Azizia, Iraq.